Weather.
天气.
In a small town, children watch how the weather changes every day. They learn simple sentences to describe the sky and understand how to read a weather forecast.
在一个小镇上, 孩子们观察天气每天如何变化。 他们学习简单的句子描述天空的状态,并了解如何理解天气预报。
Introducing yourself and others.
介绍自己和他人。
Lisa meets students from all over the world in her new class.
丽莎在新班级里遇到了来自世界各地的学生。
She learns how to introduce her name.
她学习如何介绍自己的名字。
She says, "Hello, my name is Lisa."
她说,你好。 我叫丽莎。
The next student is a boy from Brazil.
下一个学生是一个来自巴西的男孩。
His name is Marco and he is 12 years old.
他叫马可,今年12岁。
Lisa tells Marco, "Nice to meet you."
丽莎告诉马可,很高兴认识你。
Next is a girl from Korea, Yuna.
接下来是来自韩国的女孩尤娜。
Yuna smiles and says, "I am 14 years old."
尤娜笑着说,我14岁。
Lisa likes learning about new cultures.
丽莎喜欢学习新文化。
She asks, "What is special about your country?"
她问,你们国家有什么特色?
Each student says some things about their country.
每个学生都说了一些他们国家的事情。
Marco likes football and samba dance.
马可喜欢足球和桑巴舞。
Yuma likes Korean food and music.
尤娜喜欢韩国食物和音乐。
They practice introducing themselves in different languages.
他们互相练习用外语自我介绍。
Everyone is happy.
大家都很开心。
They help each other and share laughter.
他们互相帮助,分享笑声。
Lisa learns how to say, "Thank you," in English.
丽莎学会了如何用英语说谢谢。
Every day, she learns something new.
每天, 她都会学习新东西。
This class is very interesting for Lisa.
这堂课对丽莎来说非常有趣。
School and education.
学校和教育。
Jana faces the decision of which high school to attend.
雅娜面临着选择哪个高中就读的决定。
The story accompanies her through consultations and information events.
故事通过咨询会和信息活动陪伴她。
Jana and her parents visited several schools.
雅娜和父母访问了几所学校。
They participated in tours and asked about the courses.
他们参与了导览并询问了课程。
Jana wants to know what to study in college.
雅娜想知道在大学学习什么。
She visited a science exhibition.
她参观了一个科学展览。
She liked the exhibition.
她喜欢这个展览。
She is interested in laboratory activities.
她对实验室活动很感兴趣。
Jana discussed career options with the teacher.
雅娜和老师讨论了职业选择。
The teacher gave her advice.
老师给了她建议。
Jana is considering choosing the science path.
雅娜考虑选择科学方向。
She discussed it with her classmates.
她与同学讨论此事。
They ate lunch at the school cafeteria.
他们在学校食堂吃午饭。
Then, they attended a seminar.
然后, 他们参加了研讨会。
The seminar was about future careers.
研讨会关于未来职业。
Jana learned about different job opportunities.
雅娜了解不同的工作机会。
She found opportunities in these industries.
她发现在这些行业中有机会。
She became interested in a scientific career.
她开始对科学事业感兴趣。
Title: Media and Communication.
标题: 媒体与交流。
Description: Max works at a local radio station and learns how to formulate and spread news professionally.
描述： Max在一个本地电台工作，学习专业的新闻写作和传播方法。
The story shows the challenges and techniques in modern media communication and teaches Max to communicate more consciously.
这故事展示了现代媒体沟通中的挑战和技术，并让Max学会更有意识地交流。
Media and communication.
媒体与沟通.
A report sheds light on the impact of social media on public opinion formation. Expert interviews and analyses foster a deep understanding of the complexity of the media landscape and the challenges of the digital age.
一篇报道揭示了社交媒体对公共舆论的影响，专家访谈和分析促进了对媒体环境复杂性及数字时代挑战的深入理解。
With advancements in technology, platforms for social media are rapidly changing.
随着技术进步，社交媒体的平台正迅速改变。
The younger generation is particularly fascinated by the functionalities of these platforms.
年轻一代尤其对这些平台的功能着迷。
However, interacting with these platforms can affect attention spans and focus.
然而，与这些平台交互可能会影响注意力跨度和注意力。
This potential impact has raised concerns among psychologists.
这种潜在的影响引起了心理学家的关注。
Additionally, the rapid spread of fake news and information has sparked concerns for authenticity and transparency.
此外，虚假新闻和信息传播速度加快，引发了对真实性和透明度的担忧。
On a positive note, social media has given a voice to grassroots movements.
从积极的方面看，社交媒体为基层运动带来了声音。
Social media has accelerated the organization and execution of social events.
社交媒体加速了社交活动的组织和执行。
This impact is especially evident in times of crisis and natural disasters.
在困境和自然灾害时期，这种影响尤其明显。
Governments increasingly rely on social media for emergency and citizen communication.
政府越来越依赖社交媒体进行应急和公民信息传递。
Looking ahead, the role of social media in the fabric of society will continue to evolve.
展望未来，社交媒体在社会架构中的角色将继续演变。
Educators and policymakers will face new challenges in helping young people navigate this digital world effectively.
教育工作者和政策制定者将面临帮助年轻人有效导航这个数字世界的新挑战。
Their goal will be to ensure mental health while fostering digital literacy skills.
他们的目标将是在培养数字素养技能的同时确保心理健康。
As cultures and norms across nations converge, this will be a long journey.
随着各国文化和规范的融合，这将是一场漫长的旅程。
Transport modes.
交通工具.
A research team investigates the development of transport modes from ancient times to the modern age. This profound analysis encompasses all aspects of transport history, from technical innovations to societal impacts, providing nuanced insights into global mobility.
一个研究小组研究从古代到现代运输工具的发展。这项深刻的分析涵盖了交通史的各个方面。从技术创新到社会影响，并提供了对全球流动性的深入见解。
Early modes of travel included walking and the use of animals.
最初的旅行方式包括步行和使用动物。
Over time, humans invented the wheel, significantly enhancing transportation.
随着时间的推移，人类发明了车轮，极大地改善了交通。
The Middle Ages saw the widespread use of carriages and ships.
中世纪见证了马车和船只的广泛使用。
The Industrial Revolution introduced the steam engine, revolutionizing transport.
工业革命带来了蒸汽机的诞生，改变了交通。
Modern society benefits from advancements in automotive and aviation technology.
现代社会受益于汽车和飞机的技术进步。
The advent of the internet has fueled a revolution in logistics.
互联网的出现推动了物流的革命。
High-speed trains have become integral to modern transit.
高铁已成为现代交通的重要组成部分。
Self-driving cars are under development, potentially transforming urban transport.
自动驾驶汽车正在被开发中，可能改变城市交通。
Modern public transport includes subways and buses, offering convenient travel options.
现代公共交通包括地铁和公共汽车，为人们提供方便的出行方式。